It took just 140 days to form this government, but 17 days for the coalition to lose its first minister. Refusing a request that he resign, Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan was last night sacked by Taoiseach Micheál Martin following controversy over a drink-driving conviction 4 years ago that just wouldn't go away. The Taoiseach was clear the situation was, as he put it, simply untenable, as he told the Dáil. Mr Cowan in turn said his party leader had, and I quote, undermined and potentially prejudiced his entitlement to a fair process. Later in this morning's programme, the implications of the Cowan sacking for the new government as it tries to find its feet. But first, Maggie Dáil on the Cowan political dynasty and the career of its most recent representative.
Cowan, Barry.
First elected to Dáil Éireann in 2011 for the Laois Offaly constituency, Barry Cowan was no stranger to mainstream politics, with his brother Brian, a former Taoiseach, and a TD for 27 years before him. Barry was used to public office. Before winning the seat vacated by his brother, he was a member of Offaly County Council from 1991. Politics was a family dynasty. Their father, Bernard, was Offaly TD from 1969 with a seat in the Shannon in the 70s, and their grandfather, Christy, was a county councillor and a member of the Fianna Fáil National Executive. As a prominent frontbencher for the party, Barry was a spokesperson from his first Dáil term, covering different portfolios, most recently public expenditure and reform.
Fine Gael is approaching the national finances with a recklessness that makes Donald Trump's phone calls look reasonable. Like a stressed-out student staying up late the night before the Leaving Cert exam, Fine Gael are desperate to make up for lost time.
After another successful election this year, he went on to become part of the Fianna Fáil negotiating team in the government formation talks.
Yeah, we've just concluded the plenary aspect of the talks, of 5 weeks of active engagement, thorough engagement.
Then just 2.5 weeks ago, he was rewarded with a place at Cabinet, becoming Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine under new Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Just a week later, a story in the Irish Independent about a historical drink-driving penalty left him answering questions. Speaking on RTE's The Week in Politics programme, he explained what had happened.
Well, look, that day I was at the match. I had a couple of two drinks before the match. I had something to eat afterwards. I was on the way home when I was stopped and tested, and subsequently retested at a Garda station. It was found to be over the limit. It was marginal, but that's not. Doesn't take from this the issue at all. There was an issue in relation to the licence, which has since been rectified to a full licence and so forth.
Then 2 days later, he apologised in the Dáil.
My decision in September 2016 to drive home after consuming any alcohol was a stupid, stupid mistake.
But the story didn't go away, with the Sunday Times newspaper reporting that the new minister had tried to evade a Garda checkpoint, something Mr Cowan strenuously denied. On Monday morning, he refused to comment further, while the matter was referred for internal Garda investigation.
I'd rather say nothing about the issue. I think there's been enough said in relation to it, and under advice, I'll not be making any further comment on the matter.
Pressure ramped up from opposition parties and even his new government colleagues, saying he had further questions to answer. Barry Cowan was sacked just 2 weeks and 3 days after being made a minister.
Maggie Dáil reporting. So one of the shortest ministerial careers in the history of the state came to an abrupt end. It was just before 9 o'clock last night when Taoiseach Micheál Martin rose from his Dáil seat to make what the Cian Chorla said would be a statement for the interest of the House.
Cian Chorla, I wish to announce for the information of the Dáil that the President, on my advice this evening, terminated the appointment of Deputy Barry Cowan as a member of the government. Pursuant to Section 4(1) of the Ministers and Secretaries Amendment Act 1946, I have assigned the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine to myself, and I will propose the appointment of a new member of the government tomorrow, if the House can facilitate. This is a very sad day for Barry, his family and for me. He has been a very committed public representative, very diligent and very dedicated. And over the course of the last 10 days, he has been the subject of significant criticism and condemnation for a road traffic offence that took place in 2016. He's been completely clear and unambiguous regarding his drink-driving offence. He gave a personal statement to this House on July the 7th, in which he talked about the stupidity of his actions. He accepted what he did was absolutely wrong, and he apologised to all members. I accepted that his remorse was genuine, and I accepted his apology. When he was first confronted with the allegations, Minister Cohen was immediately clear and emphatic about his drink driving offence and understood the need to acknowledge this. However, he was equally clear and emphatic that one detail of the allegation he was being presented with was completely untrue, namely that he sought to evade Gardaí at the time. We've had extensive discussions on this point last evening and again this morning when he shared with me for the first time the actual Garda record under dispute. Following these discussions and having seen the Garda report this morning, it was my view that it raised additional issues requiring further explanation and clarification. I made this view clear to him and gave him space today to consider the matter further. However, he has decided that he's not prepared to address this allegation publicly and will not make any further statement or answer any questions on this issue in this House. This decision has created a situation where legitimate doubts and additional questions are being raised, and government colleagues are expected to address these, and this is simply untenable. It is my view that Mr. Cohen had an obligation to come before the House. It's also my view that this issue is damaging to the ongoing work of government. Throughout this, I am conscious that there are important and legitimate legal processes underway where Deputy Cohen is questioning the accuracy of the Garda record and seeking to establish how his personal information became public. I have sought to respect these processes, and I would ask that colleagues do the same. This decision I have made is without prejudice to those proceedings. The challenges facing this government are unprecedented in scale, and the Irish people require nothing less than our full and undivided attention. It is in everyone's interest that the government not be distracted in any way from doing what is necessary to protect public health and our efforts to rebuild our society and our economy. I thank you, Conqueror, for facilitating this statement.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin addressing the Dáil just before 9 o'clock last night. We can talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, the Taoiseach appeared when he spoke just after lunch in the Dáil yesterday to stand by Barry Cowan, and then we had this shock announcement, his dismissal, his sacking of Mr. Cowan last evening. What changed, do we know?
Well, that shock was shared by many Fianna Fáil TDs and senators who were asking just that question in the immediate aftermath of the announcement that Barry Cowan was gone. Why was it that Micheál Martin appeared to back him in the afternoon and then sack him in the evening? From Micheál Martin's statement, we found out really that everything changed when he read the Garda file yesterday morning, a document which had been presented to him by Barry Cowan himself. They'd been talking on Monday night. The two men met again on Tuesday morning, and Micheál Martin's clear conclusion was that document raised new issues, and because they raised new issues, that required clarification from the minister. And he explained that to Barry Cowan and effectively was creating space for him. However, Mr. Cowan stuck to that position on Sunday as a result of the Sunday Times article. He said he was legally precluded from saying more. He would not be giving any additional statements. And it was at that point Mr. Martin decided and had to make the judgment this was going to create what you heard there. He said, and that there were legitimate doubts and additional questions. The country needed a cabinet to give the problems of the state their full and divided attention, and this running story was going to damage the work. If it was an untenable position, and that's what he decided, he then contacted Barry Cowan and asked him to consider his position. And Mr. Cowan clearly declined. And then it was at that point Mr. Martin instructed the president to what he called terminate his office. Barry Cowan was sacked. And that seems to have been the story, stuff happening away in the background and the Taoiseach making a public defence while effectively affording Barry Cowan more time. And when he didn't get the result he wanted, he moved and he sacked him.
Right. Any hope that Barry Cowan would go quietly was pretty quickly dispelled. I think within half an hour or 40 minutes of the Taoiseach's announcement, he'd issued quite a lengthy statement.
He had, and it came in a series of tweets, and I guess the first and the last one have the most punch. The initial one speaks of his surprise and disappointment at the move by Micheál Martin to sack him. So Barry Cowan clearly does not agree at all with this decision, and hence his refusal to consider resigning. He made the Taoiseach sack him. In the series of tweets, he went on to say that he acknowledged and apologised for his actions in drink driving. He'd furnished the Taoiseach with the confidential documents. He was being participative and collaborative. He says Micheál Martin appears to have changed his mind on foot of those documents, and he repeated that he'd never tried to avoid a Garda checkpoint. And then he ends with a punch. The Taoiseach's decision to back and then sack him has, and here's a quote, undermined and potentially prejudiced my entitlement to fair process. And that is some political charge. But as you heard Micheál Martin say in the Dáil, he said, "I have sought to respect these processes and I would ask colleagues to do the same. The decision I have made is without prejudice to those proceedings." So that is a big falling out and a big dispute between those two men.
Assess for us then, if you will, Paul, the damage to the government that this controversy is doing, particularly at this early stage in its term of office, and particularly in regard to relations between the parties.
Well, I think that it's clearly been damaging. This has been a running story for nearly 2 weeks now, and that has basically taken public attention and diverted it from the work Micheál Martin is trying to get done. He was the Taoiseach who was appointed on a Saturday and was due to have a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, brought it forward to Monday because he wanted to hit the ground running. He wanted to be seen to be a Taoiseach who was getting stuck in, and yet the story kept running and running. And so it has been damaging in the public mind, and that's one of the reasons why Micheál Martin cited that he had moved, because it was taking away from the actions and the work that the government was trying to do. With regard to the coalition, it's clearly also had led strains. But we'd no indication, Brian, yesterday morning when Leo Varadkar, the Fine Gael leader in Taoiseach, was speaking on Morning Ireland. He said, you know, there wasn't much more that could be said while this legal process was in play. So I think most people felt judgment time would come when the legal process ran out. It's been clear from Fine Gael sources last night that this wasn't an action that they were seeking. But when Micheál Martin told them that he was taking the action, they backed him. So to a certain extent, rather than damaging the internal operations of the coalition, it could galvanise it.
And just finally, and briefly, if you could, Paul, the replacement for Mr. Cowan, the Taoiseach says he will make an announcement today. It reopens potentially the cabinet appointments controversy, but it's also an opportunity maybe within Fianna Fáil to bind up some wounds.
Yeah, one would expect that the Chief Whip, Dara Cailleary, is the person who's most likely to be appointed Agriculture Minister, although some point to Charlie McConnell Logue, who was the Agriculture spokesperson, as stepping in. If Dara Cailleary is appointed, then some possibly ministers of state would take over his role, and Anne Rabbitt, Jack Chambers are the names that are most regularly being appointed. If they're promoted, there's another knock-on. Some backbenchers would be appointed, possibly James Lawless, Niamh Smith, James Brown, some of the names. So there's a three steps to this process if it is the case that Dara Cailleary is appointed. And we're definitely going to find out this morning or early afternoon, because the new person, the new minister, has to attend cabinet later on this evening.
Very good. For the moment, Paul Cunningham, thank you very much indeed for that. At 7:25.